Under Section 34B of the 1942 Broadcasting Act, the ABC must provide fair and equal airtime to both sides of the political spectrum. Therefore, in accordance with a High Court directive, Triple J is compelled to broadcast a show presented by conservative youth. So would you please welcome young liberal Sterling Addison, LLB, MA, BA, English Lit Ons, and young national Tom Tomlinson, Year 10 Pass Ag Science, as they finally bring an unbiased political voice to the ABC and attempt to restore the balance.
Yes, good evening and welcome to this, the return of Restoring the Balance. We welcome to this broadcast the Governor-General, as representative of Her Majesty the Queen, Stephen Munchenberg, the Chief Executive Officer of the Australian Bankers Association, and Dr. Tim Wright, Headmaster of Shaw Grammar. At Restoring the Balance, we would also like to acknowledge the traditional owners of the land we stand upon, the British Crown and its assigns, and we recognise them as the original custodians of our great democracy. Hosting this broadcast of unbiased conservative comment tonight will be myself, Sterling Addison, LLB Ons, partner of Addison & Sons Law Firm, Liberal Party member and committed Anglican. And joining me in coalition is young National Bachelor of the Year, Mr. Tom Tomlinson.
G'day, Sterling. G'day, listeners. How are you going? Yes, it's great to be back here. As you know, Sterling, I left in 2004. I spent a few years in the Middle East as a dictator liaison officer with the Australian Chaff Board. Obviously, it's all gone belly up over there. Gaddafi.
The Arab Spring.
Yes. Well, you know, it's basically a lefty kind of uprising, and your Gaddafis and your Mubaraks and your Assads have, they've all got pinged over there. But can I just say, in defence of those guys, Neville Tomlinson, my dad, said if a guy looks you in the eye when you shakes your hand and offers you a beer, he's not a bad bloke. And yes, those guys, I mean, they didn't drink themselves, always good with the Frosties. And, I'd just like to do a shout out for Hosni. I know he's a bit sick at the moment. He's in a bit of strife. They're very good customers of Australian grain. Our good friends in the National Party. Get well soon, Mubarak.
Yes,
I'd say that.
And I noticed nothing untoward with the AWB between the years 1996 and 2007. Anything untoward has occurred outside those particular years. Coming up on the program this evening, the first of the return season of Restoring the Balance, our attempt to correct the spin, the anti-liberal national spin endemic on the ABC, will be Liberal MP Wyatt Roy.
Good bloke, Wyatt. Should have been a national. I'm going to bring that up with him.
Well, he thankfully is a member of the Liberal Party. He's currently being smuggled into the building past hordes of screaming, rabid union employees being paid to demonstrate out the front of this very building. Also, a man dispensing at times questionable economic advice, Scott Pape, will be in. And for the first time ever on the ABC, pre-recorded paid advertisements. Hence begins a new era of value for taxpayer-funded broadcasts in Australia. It begins tonight. It begins now. It is Restoring the Balance on Triple J.
Restoring the Balance with Sterling and Thomas.
Wresting the ABC from the clutches of communists and Catholics.
This is Restoring the Balance, Triple J with young National Tom Tomlinson, young Liberal Sterling Addison. 2 hours of, it's been promoted as conservative talk. It's talk that represents the majority of the Australian community who are sick of an illegitimate government, who are controlled by the Greens, Sterlo, by Bob Brown. Faxes his demands to Gillard every morning and she carries them out.
Yes.
Secret government. So we're basically here to present a majority view on a minority station.
Yes, exactly. The Al Jazeera of the minority government. That's what the ABC is. But, Tom, a cool wind of change is blowing. And in this effort particularly, we salute the ABC managing director and golf partner of my father, Mr. Mark Scott, who, like his namesake, Scott of the Antarctic, is battling a hostile and bitter climate. I speak, of course, of his brave, noble, long overdue attempts to expose this sheltered workshop to something called market forces.
It is. Privatising, outsourcing.
Yes.
What people don't know, Stilo, is, you know, Safran and Father Bob, who do this show, they're on triple time.
Yes.
People say, why are they on Sunday nights? Why aren't they on during the week? Triple time. Safran's off at the French Riviera.
Yes.
He's laughing.
Yes.
It's ridiculous. The unions have got this place in a stranglehold. We're not getting paid at all.
A parasite on the public purse. So what Mark Scott is doing is exposing, as I said, this place to market forces, which all of us in our day-to-day lives encounter. And yet somehow the ABC must be above all of that. It must be immune to that. It must be quarantined from change. No more. No more, says the brave Mr. Scott. And we look at shows that he's replaced. We look at the new inventors who are currently inventing new places to work. We look at the collectors who are currently collecting unemployment benefits.
Not performing, Stirling.
Yes. The market has found them wanting. We know with disgust, however, on Restoring the Balance, that the 730 report is not to be replaced. Why is it called the 730 report? It's quite clear. For every 7 mentions of the Liberal National Coalition, there are 30 of the Greens and the ALP.
I don't know why, you know, you can't, the 730 report can't pay its own way, Stirling. You know, why can't they do it from Bunnings?
Yes.
Get some product placement going on. You know, do it from Bunnings, go out to Officeworks, do the show, get some product placement, they can get paid.
Yes, yes.
And Q&A, I was thinking about this, you know, obviously the latte-sipping Chardonnay soak set, like tweeting into Q&A with Bob Brown's whatever's on the Greens website.
Yes.
$5 a tweet.
$5 a tweet.
You want your shite put up on the screen, $5 a tweet.
Yes, yes. Well, speaking of Q&A... It reminds me that those employees of the ABC who will now find themselves seeking employment in the private sector are in for something of a shock. They will need to be deprogrammed before they leave this organisation. And here's how they go about adjusting to the realities of the real world. When you are not an ABC employee, you don't have to begin Friday night drinks by toasting Julian Assange and his campaign against his Yankee tormentors. That's not done in the private sector. Yeah. Tom, when you are a nubile female cadet journalist at the ABC... You must be ordered into a tight T-shirt and compelled to give Tony Jones back rubs after a particularly robust Q&A.
Yes.
Annie, he demands. He's like some lecherous, grey-haired...
Oof. Yeah, he's... Yeah, Tony Jones is...
Hungry for supple flesh.
Yeah, when he goes out on the road...
And as a precondition of keeping your job at the ABC, you must, of course, at all times... denounce the existence of Israel. These things are not required of you in the private sector. It will be a shock to some ABC employees, ex-ABC employees, when they feel the chill wind of the private sector hit their bare shoulders and they let the door of this building hit their collective asses on the way out.
Restoring the balance.
We resent this waste of government money.
Restoring the Balance Re-Education Tutorial Number 64, the Malaysian Asylum Swap Deal.
The Malaysian Asylum Swap Deal is an ALP policy designed to deter people smugglers. It exchanges the next 800 Australian illegal immigrants for 4,000 asylum seekers in Malaysia. In reality, it is just a slovenly copy of the Howard government's brilliant Pacific solution. Except with this policy, the boat people will be flown first class to Kuala Lumpur at taxpayers' expense and enjoy cocktails, beef rendang and ocean sunsets. The Malaysian swap deal will ultimately fail as people smugglers are one of the biggest contributors to the ALP's re-election slush fund.
Restoring the balance with Stirling and Thomas.
Constitutional monarchists of the month.
We are unspinning the spin. We are correcting the bias here at the ABC. We unfortunately can do no such thing with the music. You just suffered Bus Driver there with their own rendition of a track. I have to say track, Tom. There's no songs on Triple J. They're just tracks or tunes. And we're never... 20 minutes from the top of the hour, we're always 20 minutes away from it. Anyway, the artist that you heard was Unemployed Black Astronaut. There's a few more of those, thanks to the US president.
Now, just a quick shout out to my mates at the Australian Banana Growers Council, Stirling.
Toilers of the earth.
They are. They've had a tough time recently. They turned 50. They had a party at the Hyatt at Coolum there on the Gold Coast. Jessica Watson opened that.
Yes.
A lot of banana daiquiris and laybacks and whatnot. So good on you guys. But look, they've just given me a press release to mention on the show this evening. But obviously, as you know, Cyclone Yasi devastated the banana crops. They went up 470%. And, you know, bananas are $14 a kilo, $2.50 each for a banana.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
And
some people struggle to pay that.
They are. And
they will have to make sacrifices.
If you want your smoothies, you've got to make a sacrifice. But for the Banana Growers Council have issued a press release saying consumers urged not to plant backyard bananas. Basically, David Peasley has said that while growing your own bananas might appear to be a good idea while prices are high, it could be contributing to the spread of the most serious viral disease of bananas worldwide, the banana bunchy top virus.
Yes.
When I travel around the world and talk to banana people, they say, how are you dealing with bunchy top? And I tell them, Stirling, we're bunchy top free in Australia, and they can't believe it.
Yes. There was an evident note of pride in your voice.
Yeah, when
you announced it.
Bunchy top free. And, you know, and people, obviously, when bananas are $14 a kilo, who doesn't want a lady finger in the back garden, you know, to go to occasionally? Who doesn't want a dwarf de Cassie, one of my favourite bananas?
Yes.
You know, and, but, you know, you basically, you not only got the bunchy tops, you got your cigar and fungal infections coming in, you got your crown watch, you got your leaf ruts, you got your streak viruses. All these things will devastate the banana industry, Stirling.
And the farmers.
And the farmers,
the very backbone of this great land. Dare you sit and eat and enjoy a pirate banana? I think not.
Exactly. And, you know, you grow your bananas in the back garden and, you know, it leads to harder fruit. You know, suddenly you're doing your kwandongs, you know, you're doing your mallee roots, you're doing your blackberries and farmers are out of business.
Yes.
You know, so I've advocated and I will advocate on this program a banana inspection team to come into these back gardens and just, you know, if we get the bunchy top in this country, we're gone, Stirling. The banana industry will be decimated. They have very little support from the government and they are the backbone of the Australian, you know, one of the backbones of the Northern Queensland rural industry.
Yes.
So let's start supporting these guys. And I'm saying if you have got a backyard bananas in your garden right now, if you're dealing them, if you're making smoothies for your mates,
yes,
flush them down the dunny.
Yes.
Give the banana farmers, you know, a break.
Yes. Yes. The right to private property should not be respected. At all. These flying squads of banana inspectors should be allowed in whenever and wherever they want, should they suspect that banana farmers are being stabbed in the back by a cottage industry of banana growers. I couldn't agree more. Well said, Tom.
And Stirling, as mentioned, this show will be revenue neutral.
Yes.
Unlike the Labor government, you know, we'll balance the budgets of this program.
We will leave this particular time slot in surplus, much as John Howard did.
That's right. So we've actually gone out and sourced some ads. Gone to some mates of ours, some business people, captains of industry, said, you know, you're willing to kick in for this show, Conservative Youth. We promote private enterprise. So we've actually, and we haven't told the management of Triple J this because we know the dark up, but we're just going to do it. So we're not drawing money from the taxpayer. We've got our first ever ad break on Triple J. Let's play it.
Who are Big Tobacco? Well, Big Tobacco are really just a collection of mums and dads working the land to bring you a perfectly legal product that's part of a balanced lifestyle. Every puff you take supports working families of lawyers, document shredders and lobbyists. And that's just some of the ways Big Tobacco supports you. Critics of Big Tobacco, what are they smoking?
Having trouble coaxing your cattle onto a boat bound for a nation with little or no animal welfare standards? Then why not consider a Bluey's high-voltage electric cattle prod? Bluey's cattle products deliver a hot shot of over 10,000 volts and are legal in every state except for South Australia, New South Wales, Victoria, Queensland and Tasmania. Buy now and receive Bluey's prod plus Riot Buster. Loved by our crowd controllers, hated by civil libertarians. Bluey's cattle prods. If our product doesn't shock you, our prices will.
Restoring the Balance.
Proudly using non-union labour.
This is Restoring the Balance with myself, Young National, Tom Tomlinson, good mate of mine, Sterling Addison, Sterlo, Young Liberal. 2 hours of conservative talk here on Triple J. Penalty rate free show, revenue neutral show, where we try to right the wrongs perpetrated by, you know, sort of an unannounced bias that you hear on this network, Sterling.
Unannounced, but continuously articulated, one could argue. Speaking of which, what will no doubt see us thrown off air before the end of our very first show, Tom, will be a criticism of the gay community. It's a first for Triple J, but I'm going to attempt it.
Okay.
Karen Phelps, the former head of the AMA.
She related to the Stingers bloke?
I believe so,
yes. Guy Phelpsy.
Yes.
Had a few frothies with him the other night.
Yes, the man of the
Stingers, sons and daughters.
Yes, yes.
Good guy.
Fine Australian produced by the cosseted arts industry that overwhelmingly vote ALP. Malcolm Turnbull is under fire from Karen Phelps for not coming out on his position with regards to gay marriage.
Yeah.
So the gay community are being intolerant of his ambiguity.
Yeah.
It's most remarkable. He is the latest victim of what I would call the spoilt child of identity politics, that being the gays.
See, Bob Brown, I mean, he just wants it all over the shop, doesn't he? I mean, he'd make gay marriage compulsory.
Yes.
Here's a point that I've been thinking about, Sterling. You know, gay marriage, all right, you get that up and running.
Yes.
What about during war, gay marriage on the battlefield?
Yes.
You know, you basically got people, blokes, homosexuals going into battle. They might die or not. Suddenly they stop and it's, do you take this man and I do?
Yes.
Suddenly the Islamists have won.
Yes.
You know, let's take it to the obvious degree. I mean, once you start it, gay marriage, it spreads like a virus.
Yes.
You know, people who even aren't gay are considering it. That's what I'm worried about.
Yes, yes. That would be the National Party position on it. The Liberal Party, as articulated, let's say, by Malcolm, is somewhat different to that, perhaps, I would argue. But speaking of Malcolm and his position on gay marriage, I would ask this rhetorical question. Does he dare contradict the position of his leader, Julia Gillard, on this? I'm placing him at the very end of the political spectrum and indeed in the camp of the foe, the ALP, him being so liberal, small illiberal on most things.
Well, it's practically not an L at all.
Yes.
I mean, with Turnbull, his leather jacket, he's on Q&A, he's got his Chardonnay, he's tweeting, he's on Facebook.
Yes.
You know, he's hanging out with well, I mean, there's a lot of gays in Wentworth.
Yes.
I mean, it's rife.
Well, they're at 7 out of 10, according to an article in the Sydney Morning Herald.
It's practically a Mardi Gras there every night, mate, from what I've heard.
They're saying 7 out of 10 people in his seat support gay marriage. I rather think those figures have been zhuzhed, to use a term the gay community knows quite well.
It's all about the pink dollar for Turnbull.
Yes, yes. Now, I would say this to Karen Phelps as a practicing doctor. Are there not medical emergencies that she has to attend to rather than agitating? We are short of doctors. Is there not any sort of medical emergency that requires an agitating lesbian doctor, such as, let's say, perhaps Ruby Rose going without publicity and starving for 30 minutes?
It is. And I mean, you know, like I brought this up with you before, Sterling, as an Anglican. I mean, you know, you've got, I mean, they're letting the gays in, aren't they? The Anglican Church. I mean, it's just.
The left wing are.
I mean, it's just rife.
Yes.
I mean, you can't have, I mean, you know, this is. It's just going overboard.
Well, we always say, if ever I'm, you know, sitting at church next to any male friend of mine and we are enjoying communion together or a particularly vigorous reading from the Bible and people assume that we're gay, we say, no, we're not. Not that there's anything right with that.
Exactly.
It is the perfect rejoinder from a high Anglican.
I mean, can you get on Q&A if you're not gay? I mean, it's basically 60%.
Well, this
they
is...
They go down Oxford Street and get people for that show.
This is a problem endemic not only to late night viewing on the ABC, but the gay agenda runs through the entirety of the day's programming, starting in the morning with virtually an advertisement for the homosexual lifestyle with the bananas in pyjamas, the B1s and the B2s and the Ernies and the Berts. And we know that the day is edging closer, Tom, when, as the credits roll, the lights will come up again and we will catch B1 and B2 pushing their single beds together and letting the sodomy commence.
Restoring the Balance Re-Education Tutorial Number 32, the NBN.
The NBN stands for the National Broadband Network, an infrastructure providing high-speed internet to most Australians. It will mainly be used by welfare recipients to download high-definition pornography and Muslim extremists to teleconference.
Restoring the balance.
Let the free market decide.
Restoring the balance with myself, young National Tom Tomlinson, and young Liberal Stirling Addison. Now we have the pleasure of talking to the youngest ever federal MP. He was elected at 19 to the seat of Longman in Queensland. All-round good bloke, Wyatt Roy. Welcome to the broadcast.
G'day, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Wyatt, just very quickly, polling in Queensland, good news. Looks like Rudd will be the only federal MP returned if an election was held now. How does that make you feel, buddy?
Well, I mean, naturally, it's encouraging, but I think the Labor Party only have themselves to blame, and yes. I've got 2 years before the next election, so I'm just sort of focusing on what is a very long game. And I think it's kind of amazing. People are so in tune with what's going on in politics at the moment, and so sort of worked up about what's going on in politics, which I can understand because the government's doing quite a bad job. But in reality, we are 2 years away from the next federal election. So I'm just going to keep working for 2 years and see where we're at then.
Well, Wyatt, what do you do? What do you intend to do in the meantime to ensure that Australia returns to its default position? And that is governance by a conservative government when the election is finally held in 2013 or 2014, come what may.
Well, I think you're right when you say finally. It does seem like a long time, and certainly the feedback on the street, that's a long time away. But, my job is very much to hold the government to account and also to be a credible alternative government. And so tomorrow I've got Joe Hockey up, and we're going around seeing local small businesses. We've got 150 local small businesses, and my job is to facilitate a discussion between the locals and the key decision makers in Canberra, and particularly the key decision makers in the alternative government. So they can directly raise their concerns with Joe. They can give him a hard time. They can tell him what the problems are, and we can take that back to our policy development in the lead up to the next election. And I see sort of that is my role for the next 2 years.
Hey, Wyatt, I know you're at Splendour in the Grass. You know, this is a festival without Adam Brand, Shannon Noel, John Williamson, Cole Chisel. You know, not really relevant in my sort of worldview. How did you enjoy it? I mean, a lot of hippies, a lot of green voters, not much deodorant, probably a lot of drugs. How did you enjoy it, Wyatt?
There's a lot of good Liberal voters out there too, mate, and I think that there might be a few more after the weekend. But, I mean, it was great. It's obviously in my electorate. It's a great thing for the area. I think it put between $15 and $20 million into the local economy, and it was fun. You know, I had a good time out there, and I think if the organisers of Splendour are listening, it'll be a good thing if they keep Splendour at Woodford next year or from here on in, and they can ensure the future of the festival. But it was a great weekend.
How much of that money went on satisfying Kingsmill's insane backstage demands?
Yeah, well, probably too much, mate. Yes. But I'm not too sure. But no, it was a great weekend.
Hey, Wyatt, did you ever flirt with being a national, a young national? You know, you're from a family who was into strawberry farming. You know, your family worked the land.
They did, but they voted Labor. That was the hard thing about them. So they're from the
we
land.
We can edit that out.
Yeah, I'm sure we can edit that out. But I'm sure we can flirt being a national for a while if you want.
As a young MP, you know, does Turnbull? I mean, obviously, we're a bit worried about Turnbull with his, you know, tweeting and his leather jackets and his climate change, you know, views. How's it going with Turnbull in the Liberal Party at the moment? Minchin came out and, you know, gave him a bit of a serve. Is he persona non grata? Why do you have to keep clear of him at parties?
No, I love Malcolm and I'm a big Malcolm fan. But, I think the one thing about the Liberal Party at the moment is just how united it is. And I think that
yes.
there might be a bit of a media beat up at the moment, and people that are no longer in the parliament might be writing letters, but Malcolm is in the parliamentary Liberal Party, I am, and I think we're very determined to deliver good government after the next election. And Malcolm will make an excellent Minister for Communications, and I think that's our focus. And I think, you know, the media beat up a lot of stuff that he said, and Nick even beat up a lot of stuff that he said in his letter, but I don't think Malcolm said anything unreasonable. I mean, he said elections are won in the centre, and that's very true. I mean, you have to convince people that used to vote Labor to vote Liberal. That's my job, that's what I do, and I don't think there's anything too controversial in that, but, you know, it's easy to write a bad headline if you're a bit desperate for a story and to fill some column space.
Yes, yes, which is what the ABC did, or as I call them, the hippie hate media, who leapt on the story like it was a discarded mung bean burger at Splendour in the Grass and devoured it. Speaking of such things, Wyatt, on your Federal Member for Longman website, I noticed... taking prominent pride of place is a display of the Rogues Gallery that a lynch mob of Australian voters will dispense quick justice to come the election. I see Milne, I see Oakeshott, Green, Gillard, Combe. In order, which of them would you like to see fall first?
Well, I would like to see good government return to Australia. So I would like to see Tony Abbott elected Prime Minister.
But, yes.
You know, I think in some ways it would be fair to say that the independents must have a lot to answer for in their electorates at the moment. I get around, and as I said, we're 2 years away from an election and people are desperate for an election. They are calling for an election, and Tony Abbott has, you know, tried a plebiscite in the federal parliament. I mean, I think we... deserve an election when we have the largest reform to the tax system, but no mandate from the Australian people. In fact, the exact opposite, a lie 6 days before the last election saying there will not be this tax, and then all of a sudden there is this tax. So, I would call on the independents to facilitate that election so that we can have a mandate for this tax, or a mandate to repeal the tax, because it is a massive change to the Australian people. It's so bad that the Prime Minister thought she had to lie about it 6 days before the last election.
Well, the Greens, of course, think a mandate is something that leads to a man-on-man marriage.
Yeah, well, yes. Who knows what the Greens think? They change their mind every day.
How much do the Greens call the shots in federal parliament, though, Wyatt? I mean, there's a general view out of the community that Bob Brown faxes his demands to Gillard every morning. I mean, how much of the reins do they hold, you reckon, mate?
Well, you would have to put the question to Bob Brown and to Julia Gillard, but I think...
They won't answer it honestly!
I think when a Prime Minister says that there won't be a tax 6 days before the election, the only Member of Parliament that wanted the tax was the Greens, and we got the tax. I mean, I think that shows just how much power that they do have at the moment.
Bring on not the election so much, Wyatt, as our day of reckoning.
Well, there you go.
Yes, well said.
Right, thank you very much for joining us, mate. And how's it going, you know, being your age in Parliament, and it's great to see you, you know, we'd like to see a few more young people get in there. How's it, how have you enjoyed your first, you know, your first term? I mean, a first term of many, I'd presume, at the moment, with Labor polling in Queensland.
Yeah, well, I mean, I love my job. It's sort of the dream job for me. It's not easy. I think it's, you know, it'd be fair to say that it is challenging, but we don't do this because we think it's easy. We do it because we want to make a difference and help people. And I sort of find that I love that aspect of the job where you wake up in the morning and, you know, you get to go out there and you do get to facilitate the discussions that will make a difference one day, or you get to directly help people. And as I said, tomorrow is a perfect example. I've got Joe Hockey up. You know, there's no middleman between the locals that are doing it tough and the person that could be the next treasurer of the Commonwealth. And I've facilitated that discussion. So I love that challenge. I love that ability to represent the people that elected me. And I enjoy every day. I actually find I enjoy the job more as I get into it, because you sort of become more resourced and you can do more in that job. It's like any new job or any new career. It takes time to learn and you sort of pick up as you go. I'm very happy and enjoying it, and I enjoy the challenge of trying to represent about 140,000 people.
Wyatt, thank you very much for joining us, mate, and good luck with everything.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Restoring the balance.
Conservative Youth of Australia have made their choice.
This is Restoring the Balance on Triple J. Your wasted tax dollars not at work. Until now, it is Restoring the Balance with Tom Tomlinson, myself, Sterling Addison. Shortly, some financial advice for the proletariat from Mr. Scott Pape.
Mates of mine in the National Party, of course, and all Australians, Sterling. You know, we're concerned about keeping mining strong, but also supporting, you know, our agricultural sector, the backbone of this country, and the live cattle export has been decimated. Obviously, Four Corners, you know, have weighed in, you know, with a Chardonnay sipping latte set, have watched, you know, what's gone on over there. I don't know why. I mean, I don't watch Four Corners. I mean, you know, you've got Australia's Got Talent, you've got MasterChef on, you got your winners and losers. You know, why don't you watch a, you know, good Aussie commercial production?
Yes, but the inner city elites have worked themselves up into a tofu-fueled rage about the honest men and women who toil and earn a dollar and feed the rest of us, not only the rest of us, but the world, with their cattle. Well, this must stop.
Exactly. And look, you know, the head of Meat and Livestock Australia, Scott Hanson, there was a Senate inquiry up in Darwin. They're obviously lifting the ban at the moment, but Xenophon on the Greens, you know, they want to stop it. He told the Senate inquiry that he'd been to Indonesia many times. He'd never seen that sort of animal cruelty. He'd never seen it. So who do you believe? Do you believe him or the nationally syndicated footage? I mean, it's really his word against their footage. You know, and I know who I'd
believe.
Trick
footage.
Exactly. What is to say that it isn't CGI'd? And I'll say this to the Green voters who are surely listening. Okay, every time you have your fillet McNong, Daisy gets a throat cut.
Yes.
They get a throat cut. I mean, it's death whichever way you look at it. And these cows, they're suffering in transit, okay? I mean, they're in transit. They're going nowhere. They're in a hurry to get to Indonesia and get on with their agonising deaths. You know, you get them over there, get them slaughtered, start gutting them, start garroting them, let's get this over with. You know, and all this stuff about stunning, all right, that you've got to stun the cows. Why not show them Gillard's poll numbers?
Yes.
If you want to be stunned.
Yes. They would beg for death. After that, it's often lost in the howls of outrage that these cows died doing something they loved.
You know, and I've got a look. This is an idea I've got, Sterling. You know, and whether it works or not is another thing. But obviously, you know, we want to. You know, it's cheaper to kill them in Indonesia.
Yes.
All right. And obviously, you know, there is an issue with the Indonesians killing the cows. A lot of Australians go to Bali.
Yes.
All right. A lot of Australians working holidays.
Yes.
You get on your bintangs. You get on your Nasi Gorengs 1 week, and then you're gutting and garroting the next.
Yes.
Pay for your holiday.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, there is a lot of talk about building abattoirs. It is reasonably simple in my experience. My dad took me to an abattoir when I was 4 for the 4th birthday party. We got to choose the cows that provided the snags and the steaks and everything. All you need to build an abattoir, you need a knocking box, you need a cradle, you need a bleed conveyor, a hide removal system, a evisceration spreader, a carcass splitter, a chiller rail, a boning tool, packaging machines, weighing equipment and gambrel, and you're away.
Yes.
Bring those over. Put them in boogie board bags if you like.
Yes.
The traditional, you know, smuggling tool into Bali. Set up your abattoirs. Let's get slaughtering. Let's solve the problem.
Yes. Let's not impose our way of doing things on the mystical East. I thought that was cultural imperialism. Not that the Greens would know anything about that.
Restoring the balance with Sterling and Thomas.
They hate Labor so much, they refuse to get their girlfriends pregnant.
It is Restoring the Balance, 2 hours of conservative youth on Triple J with myself, Mining Bachelor of the Year 2004, Tom Tomlinson, and young liberal, a champion inter-varsity debater, Sterling Addison from Addison Partners in the North Shore in Sydney. Scott Pape, who's supposedly a financial analyst, will be coming up soon, Sterling.
Now, we're all familiar with Harry Potter fever.
Mm.
Harry Potter, a character based in the United Kingdom.
Mm.
Well, get set for something even more popular amongst the youth. It is soon to hit us. I talk, of course, of a motion picture biopic of former British Prime Minister, perhaps since Winston Churchill, the greatest post-war Prime Minister of England, Margaret Thatcher.
That hat has got to go. And the pearls. But the main thing is your voice. It's too high and it has no authority.
I may be persuaded to surrender the hat. The pearls, however, are absolutely non-negotiable.
Finally, her stunning story of combating entrenched sexism and all sorts of despotism within English society is chronicled on the big screen.
Any sex in it?
I believe not.
Okay.
No,
I'm not saying it should be. It's just, you know, like American Pie is one of my favourite movies.
Well, this is a more edifying tale than whatever that film is about. And I urge all Triple J listeners that to go along to see this film, that they may be educated, that they may marvel that there are women who can stand up to union thugs instead of being installed by them.
Okay.
See it that they may realise that a female prime minister can destroy communism instead of entering power-sharing arrangements with its eco-obsessed fellow travellers. And see it that they may admire a leader who defended her nation's sovereignty against the menacing tentacles of Brussels, and not one who surrendered her country's sovereignty to people smugglers and illegal immigrants.
Is there any aliens or sort of battle scenes, chases, or anything?
It is a woman's stunning rise to power who turned around an ailing nation once the greatest empire the world has ever known.
See, I'm more of a Fast and Furious bloke, Sterling. I understand what you're saying. Yes. I mean, people, I don't know, Thatcher's a bit before my time. I understand she was not a bad chick and, you know, she did the right thing and stuff.
There is a love story in it, a love story of sorts, Tom. Mm. And I would urge you to see it, that you may see the love story between Margaret Thatcher and Ronald Reagan, the ex-president of the United States. Together, two dreamy-eyed idealists who fought to end totalitarian tyranny, and not unlike Gillard and Brown, the very same who seek to reintroduce it. That is the movie. It is called The Iron Lady. I'm giving it 5 stars.
Well, probably have to pay carbon tax if it's called The Iron Lady.
Yes, yes. Well, I'm giving it 5 stars out of 5. And I can't wait to see it.
And we thought we'd ask for our mailbag question. You can tweet us. We're on Twitter. Tomlinson Tom is on Twitter, and so is Sterling Addison. You can tweet us there. But go to our Triple J. We do have a website. It's Triple J. You have to go triplej.net.au/restoring_the_balance.
Yes.
You click through to our Facebook page, and we want to know what political movie would you like to see about a political figure?
Yes.
I mean, I know you've talked about a Menzies as an action figure, Sterling.
Yes,
maybe Menzies in black.
Yes.
You could get a bit of the Matrix action going on with Sir Robert.
A bare-chested Menzies throwing out communist spies from the edge of the continental shelf so that they may be drowned or eaten by the sharks. Perhaps an overdue biopic on Gordon Bilney, perhaps, might be one, the former Minister for Defence, Science and Personnel. Or this is the movie I would most like to see, Tom. It would be The Curious Case of Malcolm Fraser, a man who defies the ageing process by starting out life as a wise conservative and ends it as a soft-headed, credulous progressive. Yes, that would be a good movie. Or what about a National Party movie?
Well,
what about this one? This one. I'll end on this one. Tony Abbott. A movie about Tony Abbott. It's simply called What Women Want. Yes, I've seen the internal polling. Yes.
Well, with his speedos and everything, you could like be the Iron Man.
Yes.
You know, we've got the Iron Lady. You get Abbott up as the Iron Man.
The Man of Steel, of course, as described by the President George W. Bush, speaking, of course, of John Winston Howard.
All right, well, get tweeting, get Facebook, and go to our website, triplej.net.au/restoring_the_balance, and we'd like to know what movies you'd like to see about a political figure.
Restoring the balance.
Because you're never fully dressed without a national flag.
What's in the mailbag?
Yeah, it's time to open the mailbag here on Restoring the Balance with myself, young National Tom Tomlinson, and prominent young Liberal, especially in the North Sydney Yacht Squadron, Sterling Addison. We've opened the mailbag this week. We're asking you what politicians' movies you'd like to see. There's a Maggie Thatcher movie coming up, Sterling.
Yes,
which you're all very excited about.
Very, very excited.
So we've asked you to go to our Facebook page, which is triplej.net.au/restoring_the_balance.
You would notice that the page is as difficult as possible to get to with all those underscores, which itself, underscores the antipathy we face, not only by the IT department here at the ABC, but let that example telling the part of the whole. That is the sort of discrimination we experience throughout the entire organisation.
Well, basically, those riot police you're seeing in Christmas Island to get the people to Malaysia, they're basically the same people that escorted us into the building.
And need
the IT
to
department,
escort us out.
They've got pictures of Assange up all over the IT department. They're the WikiLeaks department, basically.
And
those
Hicks,
buggers.
And Hicks.
Exactly.
They can quote his book verbatim.
Anyway, what political movies would you like to see? Here's a disappointing one we've got through. Someone's said Bob Catter, the man who mistook his hat for a wife.
Yes.
I mean, Catter, I
in
mean,
the
look,
Sachs
he
novel.
Could, he could support the Liberals a little bit more on the Nationals. He stabbed the Nationals in the back. But look, I'll have to give it to the guy. He's supporting the farmers, okay?
Yes.
And don't get me started on Woolies and Coles, all right? They are, you know, so look, he's not a bad bloke. Abbott Proof Fence has come through.
Abbott Proof Fence, yes. Yes. Designed to stop what? The papist leader of the Liberal Party from installing the second government of Rome. Is that it?
Well, I don't know what it is.
We must get behind the leader, though.
Here's do you know Ann Soo Kyi? She's an Asian. Is that right, Ann Soo Kyi?
She's a Burmese political activist and winner of the Nobel Prize.
Someone suggested Ann Soo Kyi in Home Alone.
Yes, referencing a house arrest by the Burmese junta.
Someone said instead of Black Swan, because of the Labor government, Red Swan.
Red. Seas of red ink abound.
Exactly.
Certainly they will at the next budget with Wayne Swan, who mates for life, and you could say he is currently mating, for want of a more colloquial expression, Tom, he is mating the Australian economy.
He is. And I'd like to see Sterling. National Party movies. What about a biopic of
Warren Truss?
Well, thinking about Trussy, I'm thinking more Springborg.
Yes.
I mean, he's got a name, just up in lights. Pure Springborg. That's all you need. One word.
Yes.
I mean, people would flock in. He's had an interesting life. Yeah, he's lost a couple of elections, all right.
Yes.
But he's hung in there.
Yes.
I think people, I think women, I think Springborg's got that Hollywood glow.
Yes, yes. I would look forward to a dynamic storyline exploring his objections to opening up the citrus industry to greater South American competition. It certainly bums on seats, something the Australian film industry knows very little about.
Finally, someone suggested Hanson, the musical.
Yes.
As a political, with the song, "We're going to wash those illegal immigrants right out of our hair."
Yes, yes.
That's a bit unfair. I mean, look, Hanson, she did, I don't agree with everything she did.
Yes.
But she's not
She was disendorsed by the Liberal Party. Preferences were directed away. But we'd be very careful about personalising. You can't say ditch the witch. The left get very upset when you use such terms.
Yeah.
And yet it was somehow legitimate to hurl any amount of opprobrium at Pauline Hanson.
It was.
An interesting distinction.
And I like fish and chips. Just let me point that out. Look, you can tweet us anytime at Tomlinson Tom. That's Tom with an H. Tomlinson Tom and Sterling Addison. Or contact us anytime. You might disagree with what we're saying on
everyone
this program.
Listening disagrees. That's the whole point.
Look, go to our webpage. It is go to triplej.net.au/restoringthe. Restoring underscore the underscore balance. Send us any feedback. We'll open the mailbag on anything. Maybe you agree with us on our stance on, the carbon tax, and maybe you hate. It's between 90 and 100%, tell us how much you hate Gillard. We'll read all messages out.
What we favour here is something that Triple J listeners apparently embrace. It's diversity.
Mm.
Only in our case, it's diversity of opinion.
And look, just if you go to the page, I'm going to put up a pic of Pippa Middleton's ass as well, just to get it on there. If you've seen it, Sterling, you'll understand why. We'll put that on the website.
That's somewhat inappropriate, and if I can rouse the IT slobs to actually do something useful for once, I will prevent that happening.
Restoring the Balance, Free Education Tutorial Number 24, Independence.
Independent refers to an MP not belonging to a mainstream political party. Without conscience, they install illegitimate governments and prostitute themselves to fringe-dwelling extremists. Few independents survive the wrath of their electors, many being bludgeoned by furious mobs.
Restoring the balance.
Increased defence spending.
Yeah, you know I'm a bit dusty tonight, Sterlo, because I was at the Town and Country Bender Ball at Tailem Bend last night with BNS Ball. You had a Ute Master as well this morning that I missed because I had to drive here to the ABC.
Yes.
BNS Balls, can I just say they're a real backbone of the community. I know I've got to drag you along to one, Sterling.
Probably not.
There's a lot coming up, so I'd just like to just give them a little bit of a plug. On the 15th of September, coming up, we've got the Inseminators Ball, Spencer's Brook, so I get along to that. We've got the Quilpie Dirty Dogs BNS at 3rd of December. It's at the Quilpie Racecourse. It's always a good night if you're there in Quilpie. We've got the Cedars and Strippers BNS in rural Victoria on the 20th of August. That's very soon. 24th of September, Sterling. You should come to the Goondiwindi Plucked Duck BNS Ball with me.
Yes.
And, of course, a big one at Turriton in Gippsland. It's the Romp in the Swamp BNS Ball, which does get out of control.
Yes.
And on their website, they have said no food dye or no circle work, because last time I was there...
Circle work is...
You get a few spotties on the ute. I've got a 220 roulette. You get a feral thumper bumper bar.
Yes.
You fit the ute out, get your Adam Brown going on. You just do a few doughies, just in the campsite there. You can actually hit a few tents and cause a few injuries, especially if you've had a few rums. So they've asked not to do that last year, which is fair enough, I'll have to say.
Yes.
They've got some great cover bands at the Romp and the Swamp BNS Ball. They've got the Silver String Outlaws playing, and they do a good work. Not my favourite cover band. Saw this at the Spit and Swallabies BNS Ball a few years ago, the Sticky Undies. I'd just like to do a shout-out to the Sticky Undies if you're listening to Reform. I've never understood, can I say, Sterling, why bands need to play original songs? I mean, there's already been enough good songs written. And when you see the Sticky Undies cover Flame Trees or other Back in Black, that's what you wanted to be an S-ball.
Well, you've put me in mind of Kingsmill, who admits to me privately that if he had his way, all he would do on Triple J is play Coldplay.
Well, he is, yeah.
The entirety of their corpus.
Actually, but can I say, we did play at the Banana Congress 50th birthday. There was a very stirring rendition of Yellow from Coldplay.
Penny, my fiancée, is undoubtedly a fan of that particular song.
Also, can I say, I've got some mates that have a great site. It's called bnsgear.com.au. If you do need to get fitted out for your local BNS ball, you not only get your feral thumper bumper bars and your swags and your a collection of spotties for the ute. Also some good bumper stickers, and I'm always a fan of the of a bumper sticker.
Yeah, yes. The humorous epigrammatic bon mot contained in with adhesive.
Exactly. Here's a good one, Sterling. Just Ballaholic. It's one of my favourites. Yes. I got that one on. Another bumper sticker for your BNS. Rum making girls look good after the sixth can. You get your rum goggles on at the BNS. Here's a good one. It's a bit of a double and entendre. I've got a bar. It's big and hard. Sticks out the front about half a yard. I mean, that sounds... I mean, obviously, for the women listening, I apologise, but it's about your bumper bar, right? Just how you're listening.
Yes, and certainly silences the debate as to those who query the state of public philosophy.
Here's a good one as well. I like this one. Bugger the Tim Tams, I'll have a never-ending can of Bundy. That's a good one. Here's a good one. There's another bit of a double meaning here, Sterling. Mm. Cherish your balls or they'll disappear. Yes. And there's a picture of testicles on the bumper sticker, just so you get the joke there. It's a very good. For the chicks that go to the BNS, and there's a lot of good chicks that go to the BNS, here's a good one. It's underneath. I'll just read it out to you, all right? Well, I'm a skirt lifting, ute shifting, cork popping, ute hopping, jelly wrestling, BNS and rum drinking, gear shifting, mud sliding, BNS grinding, hard to please, little teasing, dust kicking, lust smitten, smag wrestling, dirty dancing, BNS babe.
Yes.
That's a good sticker. Because that, I think, sort of sums up the pioneering spirit of chicks in the country.
Yes. Yes.
I'll get your fiancé Penny one of those. She can put that on. What does she drive?
I
What does she drive?
She drives a
European car, I bet.
Yes, yes. Well, you're not allowed to say the brand name on Triple J, lest you offend the good people at Mercedes. Of course, the poem you read out, I'm assuming it was the last thing Sylvia Plath wrote before she...
Oh, no, actually,
took her life?
It was my mate a Weasel wrote that.
Yes.
He does the
Excellent.
Thing. So, look, get on to bnsdeer.com.au if you are going to get fit out for your local BNS, and I'll see you at Womp in the Swamp there at Tooradin.
Yes. Look, we look forward to that, which was, in effect, a paid advertisement, and you will be hearing more of them on this particular program. We are embracing a new frontier of self-funding shows on the ABC. This show does not cost you, the taxpayer, anything to present. It is revenue neutral, and we do that by bringing you paid advertisements. And we do that with the full and spirited endorsement of our managing director here at the ABC, Mark Scott, the namesake of the great explorer of the Antarctic. Here are two of our latest ads. There are, of course, never more than two ads in a row here on Triple J. Here they are now.
Are you single? Independently wealthy with a double blue and debating? Then why not sign up to the Conservative Cupid's Dating Agency? We already have over 16 eligible bachelors, bachelorettes and dowagers, representing the full range of diversity to be found in Sydney's white, Anglo-Saxon, Protestant, privately educated eastern suburbs community. So come along next Friday to our information evening in the Cutty Sark Room, Royal Sydney Yacht Squadron. Happy sailing! Hey Bunters, like a good read but sick of those sissy latte-sipping writers whose books are about as interesting as a fly on a dead lamb's arsehole? Then why not check out Show Us Your Gum Nuts, Louis' bumper book of bawdy bush poetry. If you love beers, biffo and a bit of a bonk, then Bluey is definitely for you. Show Us Your Gum Nuts contains all of Bluey's faves like Doing the Snake Gully Shuffle with a Sheila from Shepparton. My gladdies have root rot, and so have I. And The Bloke of Wodonga in Wodonga. Buy now and you'll also receive a CD of Bluey reading his infamous pants wetter, Bang a Boomerang, Not Unless You Want Splinters. Bluey's bumper book of bawdy bush poetry. A great read while you're on the dunny.
Restoring the balance.
How have you supported the American Alliance today?
This is a Shannon Knoll-free show, obviously, tonight, Sterling. You were on Restoring the Balance with myself, Tom Tomlinson, Young National and Young Liberal, Sterling Addison. We're back. Conservative talk on Triple J, shock horror. Basically, the threat of the Greens, the illegitimate government of Labor have forced us back onto the airwaves to give some balance to what's normally propagated here, Sterlo.
Now, we see the dangers of social engineering everywhere. It is the hidden agenda of the Greens. It is certainly the hidden agenda of those who work at the black heart of Europe, Brussels, and their dangerous social engineering experiment called the European Union. Well, we see it on the very brink of collapse because of ruinous financial management. And I want to speak now about the Eurozone crisis. And I mentioned this to Tom off air, and he said, the Eurozone, is that a nightclub in Wagga? It is not, and explain.
That's Breezes, the club in Wagga.
I must explain to all Triple J listeners, the Eurozone encompasses all those nations under the umbrella of the European Union within Europe.
Now, which countries are, you know, because I've got a certain theory on this, you're talking about your Greece's...
The countries currently impelled by imminent financial ruination. What is collectively termed the pigs, Portugal, Ireland, Greece, Spain. But the contagion has spread, and this is the fear. The fear that more bailouts are needed in accordance with, as many Triple J listeners would know, the Maastricht Treaty. Bailouts are not compulsory. Okay. They are not compulsory. Members can elect to do so. And in accordance with Article 100, Section 2. So we should be seeing more bailouts soon to rescue these mordant economies.
How would this, Sterling, in your opinion, affect Kentucky tours? because I've done a few around the Eurozone.
Yes, yes. Currently, meetings of economists are not concerned with that particularly important issue.
Can I say as well, I mean, this is no surprise to me because, you know, like, you wouldn't lend money to an Italian or a Greek. I mean, that's something
yes.
Dad said. I mean, yes. I'm not saying, you know, I'm not trying to be, you know, controversial here, but these are the sort of, you know, your Greek grandmas are the sort of people who bury cash in the back garden. You know, they don't necessarily have a great understanding. And the Irish,
yes.
I mean, they're pissed.
Yes.
I mean, do they even realise what's going on?
Well, economists have concluded that the latest bailout money that they gave to the Irish state, they mistakenly gave to them when drunk. And when the Irish nation woke up the next morning, they'd simply forgotten where they'd put the money. And they went back to the European Central Bank and asked for another 90 billion euro.
I mean, and they're Catholics as well.
Yes.
And, I mean, Catholic chicks are okay at the BNS because, you know what they say.
Yes.
But you wouldn't. I mean, would you lend them money? Would you lend a Catholic money?
Well, you would be ordered to by the court, and it wouldn't be called a loan. It would be called child maintenance, such as the shameless fecundity of your average Catholic Irish woman. I would say this. Europe itself insisted on introducing the common currency, the euro. Now, those of us who recall history would know well that Europe dabbled with a common currency 70 years ago. It was called the Reichmark.
Okay.
It didn't work out then either. And the situation had to be rescued by the Americans and the Russians. And it looks like a similar eventuality may prevail this time around.
Restoring the Balance, re-education tutorial number 86, Clean Energy Future.
A clean energy future is a term used to describe an era where power is less reliant on fossil fuels and more reliant on renewable energy. But far more importantly, it's a catchphrase which tests well in ALP suburban focus groups. So it's mercilessly repeated in expensive taxpayer-funded TV ads rolled out by Gillard's propaganda machine. While it sounds pleasant, a clean energy future would also be accompanied by massive unemployment, sickening poverty, moral degeneration, compulsory gay marriage, and a Bob Brown totalitarian state.
Restoring the balance.
We stand for fairness, free trade, and the Australian anthem.
This is Restoring the Balance on Triple J, the return of sane right-wing opinion. You are with Tom Tomlinson, myself, Sterling Addison, and now for the average Triple J listener who struggles to get their mind around the idea of hard work equaling prosperity, we have somebody who can maybe explain the link between work and wealth accumulation. He is Mr. Scott Pape. Good evening, Scott.
G'day,
good
Scotty. Evening. Scotty, you're a country boy, I believe.
I am. I'm from Oyen and then Bendigo.
What yep. house in Geelong Grammar were you part of, mate?
Look, unfortunately, my parents didn't have enough money to send us to Geelong Grammar, so I was just a state school, unfortunately.
Okay. Yes.
Or fortunately, perhaps.
Wow.
Well, unfortunately on this show, unfortunately.
You'd be happy with the privatisation of the ABC? It's good to see this week, isn't it? You know, outsourcing some stuff.
Well,
I mean, you know, we were saying before the Triple J breakfast show should really be done from India.
Yeah.
If we're serious about keeping costs down in these times.
I favour a simulcast of Alan Jones.
You're not fans of state-funded media?
No. It produces radicals and is basically a foghorn for the left.
You know, when I was growing up in Oyen, we only really had Triple J and ABC. I mean, we didn't really have anything else. So that's really all that we grew up with.
Yes, yes. Let not the Mallee be untouched by the insane left-wing agenda of this station. So I imagine, you collectivised the peasants to harvest the wheat there.
No. It was quite a tough upbringing. We didn't have a lot of money that was going through a number of droughts
because your parents failed to adequately provide.
Well, it was a really tough situation there when you're going through drought. Wheat prices were down.
Yes,
and we didn't have a lot of help there.
Now, Scott, let's talk about the global economy. You know, Dad set up a trust fund for me.
Yes, how much is in the trust fund?
Lazy Mill.
A lazy mill.
You know, I've got the portfolio going. I come into it when I'm 25. Few indiscretions early on, so we sort of up the limit from 18 to 25.
Excellent.
You know, what can I expect?
Look, my view is what we're going through at the moment is we've got China, which is the investment story of our lifetime. It really is. China and to a lesser extent India is the investment story of our lifetime. But for anyone to say that things are plain sailing, I think they're completely wrong. If you look at China, it's an export-led economy, and their major customers, being the US, Europe and UK, are all teetering on the brink of falling back into recession. That's going to affect China, and therefore it's going to affect us only momentarily, but that's still enough for the global financial crisis to continue. And really, this is not global financial crisis Mark II. This is a continuation of the global financial crisis because we have conservative governments bailing out bankers.
Yes, yes. Well, I mean, distortion of the market, but that is conservative largesse at its best, because it does not encourage the lazy, the drunk, the indolent, the Triple J listeners and the Irish to simply stay in bed. What it does is get the market moving again.
Well, by bailing out fat cat Wall Street bankers to the tune of
bailing
dollars.
Out those most in need, by helping out our weakest. That is how society is judged, by how it treats its most powerless, and in times such as these, in the nadir of the economic cycle, surely the most helpless, the weakest, are those Wall Street traders who are awash in seas of red ink.
Well, as I think they've pretty much looked after themselves, they got those trillions of dollars worth of bailouts. And let's be honest, what I think this really is about, this 5% drop that we saw on Friday on the markets, is a collective clarion call from Wall Street to say we need more money pumped into the system through the Federal Reserve. They're going to pump they call it QE3, which is another quantitative easing, which is really just the idea of let's print some more money and put it into the market so that we can prop it up. Yes. Now, the main beneficiaries of that are Wall Street bankers. If you look back at Wall Street's profits, they are now back on record profits because all this money that the government, all the tax dollars that went into the markets have been gobbled up by the Wall Street bankers.
Yes. So,
I mean, let's get back to me. I didn't understand a lot of that. A mill, all right, I got the lazy mill. I mean, am I going to be pulling out 850 or 800 or what?
You will be fine. By the time you get to the tender age of 25, you'll be fine. We will look back on this in 5 years' time and you won't remember it.
Okay, great. Okay, I remember last night.
Yes.
Can I, one more a quick question, Sterling. The mining industry, I was having a few beers with Cloppers and Forrest and Palmy,
yes.
Clive Palmer, the other night, and we were talking about whether the average Aussie is doing enough to keep mining strong. Obviously, Rio Tinto, they had a $7.3 billion half-yearly profit.
Yes.
Suddenly, they're copying it on the share market. I mean, are we doing enough to keep mining strong? Because I think most people listening can probably thank the fact they're putting, you know, milk on the table and food on the table due to the mining industry. Is there more we can do?
No, I think the mining industry is going through a once-in-a-lifetime boom, and that has very little to do with the Australian populace or our politicians. It's to do with the growing middle class of China and India and their insatiable appetite for our resources. The thing that I want to know is what happens after those resources run out, whether that be in my generation or the next generation. I don't know whether we're really reinvesting the profits of that.
I mean, you can't hobble the mining industry, though, Scotty. I mean, these guys they're bending over backwards. They're basically supporting the economy.
It's the two-speed economy.
It is the two-speed economy, but my view is that the miners are doing very well, and you know they're our non-renewable resources
yes.
that we need to be really looking at.
Should we tax them less?
A longer-term plan to see how we can reinvest that back into the economy.
You're an insane Marxist economist, of course, having grown up under the tutelage of the Leninist Marxist clique that runs Triple J.
Mm.
No doubt in your bedroom under the doona in Ooyen, getting instructions from the likes of Jay and the Doctor.
Jay and the Doctor.
Yes, yes, exactly. Now, my question is to you. At what point did the carbon tax cause this global meltdown?
I don't think the carbon tax...
I'm sorry. Let me rephrase that. At what point did the Malaysian solution cause this global market meltdown?
I don't think it does. I think while Australian politics would like to think that they are at the centre of the universe, what really happened is the Americans and many of the Western economies actually spent more money than they earned for many, many years. They kicked the can down the road. We've got this huge amount of debt that's going around that needs to be worked off. Now, Australia doesn't have the government debt that much of Europe and the US has, but we do have a lot of household debt that we owe to the banks. So we are still in a pretty hard situation.
You're leading to the proposition that we should nationalise the banks.
No,
that's
I'm
exactly
not.
What you said.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you did. Now, hey. I will point out that all Triple J listeners listening at the moment, what they should do, just paraphrase me on this, what they should do is buttonhole their broker at the next ballet fundraiser and inquire forcefully and earnestly as to your very own risk profile.
Yes, that's
what I think you should do. Because, and I will say this most earnestly, there is no shame in asking your broker about this, but there is shame in being poor.
I would argue that the average Australian does not have a broker or go to the ballet, but one of the things
true.
That I would suggest...
Dad does all the brokering for me.
Yeah, your dad does all the brokering. You just better make sure that trust fund's all stitched up. But what I would suggest to most Australians, to the working class people, is to make sure we're coming through really, really tough times here, and the idea would be that even though it's not good for the economy and not good for traders, that you really need to be saving some money. We're saving about $10 out of every 100 we earn, and that's great. We haven't seen that for 30 years, and we should continue doing that.
Scott, most importantly, before you go, you know, we've done the stock market, we've done blah, blah, blah. What's going to happen to the price of bananas?
The price of bananas, I think, will come down because Cyclone Yasi basically took out 3/4 of the crop. And what we'll see is the price will drop because we've got more coming in.
Okay. Would you please thank Mr. Scott Pape, investment advisor for those whose wealth is not predetermined by a Protestant God. And we thank you for coming in, Scott. Good evening.
Thank you, gents. Good evening.
This is Restoring the Balance on Triple J.
Restoring the balance.
Because you're never fully dressed without a national flag.
2 hours of unhindered conservative commentary here on Triple J. Your host, myself, Sterling Addison, my co-host, Tom Tomlinson. The music we just heard, The Kooks, Junk of the Heart.
And now it's time for the Restoring the Balance What's On Guide.
Okay, this is a segment where we give you some events you might want to go to. We're not talking about sort of hippie, drug-fueled music festivals, other kind of stuff. That, believe it or not, on Triple J, other stuff does go on around Australia. So What's On, stuff you can do in the upcoming week. Yes. If you're Mildura, can I say, Sterling, the Turnip Association of Australia are having a dinner to fare, outgoing President Clary Lovett and after-dinner speaker Professor John Hunter from the CSIRO will be delivering a speech entitled Fighting the Red-Legged Earth Mite in the Purple Top, White F1 and Tokyo Top Turnip.
Yes.
So if you're a fan of any root vegetable and you're in the Mildura area and you are as concerned as many of us about the red-legged earth mite, get along to the Turnip Association dinner. And Clary has done a fantastic job for the turnip industry and turnips just generally worldwide. And it's a very sad day to see Clary go. And we wish him well in his timeshare in Yarrawonga.
Yes. And, of course, no bookings necessary. You just turnip at the door. That's called idle wit.
Okay.
On Triple J.
You got something?
Heretofore unheard. The movable feast continues with the H.R. Nichols Society Sydney dinner. The subject of the speech on the night will be freedom of employment, the state, and competitiveness. It will be held on Wednesday, the 31st of August, 2011. Who needs an appetizer when that speech is the main feat?
Well, who's addressing it?
Well, there is one Phelps currently involved in public discourse who is not completely insane. It is the Honourable Dr. Peter Phelps, MLC.
Right.
And he will also afford all of us an opportunity, Tom, to meet the H.R. Nichols Society's new Director of Communications and Strategy, Ian Hankey. Welcome aboard, Ian.
Is that normally a bit of a piss-up, the H.R. Nichols mob?
normally right. restrained evening of contemplation about the threat posed to this nation by unions.
All right. Speaking of Sydney, New South Wales, Stirling, the Pigeon Fancy Society of New South Wales are always looking for new fanciers. They're having a bit of a membership drive at the moment, and they meet on the third Tuesday at every month at the Pigeon Pavilion, Fairfield in New South Wales. That's the Fairfield Showground, Smithfield Road there in Fairfield.
Yes.
And they're doing a drive. If you're a big fan of the Polish barb or English short-faced pigeon, it's definitely a time to join up. Yes, to the fanciers, because they've won a lot of awards in both of those categories. Their national titles were just held a couple of weeks ago, and their English short face breeding program has really paid big dividends.
And one wonders openly what would compel any pigeon to return to Fairfield. That being the question of the evening. Princess Ida is being presented by the Savoy Arts Company. It's their 26th year with a production of Gilbert and Sullivan's comic operas.
Mm.
If you'd like to see this, you are a fan of great locally performed culture. It's at the Zenith Theatre, the corner of McIntosh and Railway Streets in Chatswood, beginning 8 p.m. Friday, the 26th. And bookings are online, zeniththeatre.com.au.
Is that a sort of theatre restaurant type of caper?
No, okay. It's not as bawdy, it's not as wench-ridden. It's actually, for those who enjoy comedy before it became the crass spectacle that it is today.
Can I mention, if you're in Crystal Brook and you're a fan of a ute, and who isn't? 13th of August, it's the Crystal Brook Ute Muster, Stirling. Yes. You should get along. Basically, the awards, you've got your champion ute, your best forward and your best holding. There's always a little bit of rivalry there. Your best other. I mean, you know, you wouldn't want to drive a Japanese ute, would you? You've got your best ute pre-2000. There's a couple of good 70s utes getting around at Crystal Brook. Your best ute post-2000. I mean, these awards go out all afternoon. That's a good thing about it. You got your best street ute pre-2000. You got your best street ute post-2000.
Yes.
You got your best feral ute, and that's not driven by ferals.
Over ferals, is it?
Yes. That would be good to see, but it's just, you know, utes that are, you know, like, obviously they haven't been looked after. You got your best chicks utes, and that's very good.
Yes.
Chicks that drive utes, and your furthest travelled ute as well. There's an award for that. It's a ute fest at Crystal Brook, so get along.
We may loudly lament the demise of the ABC Arts program that they're not there covering that. Something else nobody in the ABC would ever dare cover is the Reverend Fred Nile MLC and Chairman Pastor Peter Rame inviting Professor David Flint to speak on the topic of why should Christians support our constitutional monarchy. It's $10 per person, including afternoon tea. It's at 12 noon at Parliament House at Macquarie Street, Sydney, and that is coming up this Monday, the Monday.
The next Monday, Stirling. You're obviously
next Monday,
exciting.
Yes.
That'll be very exciting.
Yes, I'm very much looking forward to that.
That's what's on, and you can always contact us if you've got any events you'd like us to promote. We are restoring_the_balance on triplej.net.au site, or you can tweet us at Tomlinson with an H, Tomlinson Tom, or at Stirling Addison if you wish to ask to promote any what's on events next week.
Restoring the balance.
Let the free market decide.
Remember in our prayers.
Yes, Tom, some context for this particular end to the program, it being Sunday, a day of reflection and worship of our kind, loving and bountiful Protestant God. So we ask you to end a weekend of rest by reflecting on the needs of others in your prayers as you sit down to go to bed tonight. This, again, is almost an act of heresy on the secular, the resoundingly secular ABC. We stake a claim for Christianity on this particular program, it being the religion of all true and great Australians. So I would ask our kind and loving God, also all Triple J listeners, to beseech the Heavenly Father that when they sit down tonight, that he guides the European Central Bank in doing their utmost to protect the interests of private sector bondholders in any European bailout. And, so we ask, I ask you to remember the ECB in your prayers tonight.
Can I just, a quick one in your prayers, Sterling? If you've ever been to Darwin, I've had a few boys' weekends up there. The Discovery Nightclub is a great place to hang out. They've been ordered to shut for 2 weeks after repeatedly coming into trouble for a raunchy wet T-shirt competition.
Yes.
I'm a big fan of the Tequila on Tuesday they have up there. There was footage, a girl, you know, wet the T-shirt, you know, whatever. They've been in trouble. They've had it shut for 2 weeks. So in our prayers, the blokes behind the Darwin Discovery Nightclub and Tequila on Tuesday, you know, wet T-shirt, storm in a teacup. Hope you come back, boys, with very good work you're doing up there in the NT.
Yes, yes. You're hoping that Jesus might act as intermediary there.
I just think it's worth considering, all right, if we're talking about prayer.
For all those God-fearing people who run wet T-shirt competitions.
Can I just say that's it from us, young National Tom Tomlinson, young Liberal Sterling Addison, for another week, 2 hours of Conservative talk. We might not be back next week, Sterlo, because, you know, there might be some sort of injunction from Gillard.
There will be, no doubt, a hate-fueled campaign driven and directed by the ABC unions, rather than providing you, the ABC media consumer, with quality entertainment. They will direct their vitriol and energies towards us.
You can always contact us on our webpage, triplej.net.au/restoring_the_balance for our mailbag next week, or any comments. We might hopefully read them out during the show, or go to our Twitter at Tomlinson Tom with an H, Tomlinson Tom, or at Sterling Addison. We'll see you next week for 2 hours of Conservative Youth.
Restoring the Balance is proudly brought to you by the Federal Ministry of Communications, the Perth Loyal Orange Battle of the Boyne Recreation Society, the Royal Bowral Racing Stud, the Charleville Turkey Fanciers Association, and the Port Hedland Australians for Australia think tank.